Harper Children's Audio presents Frog and Toad Together, written and read by Arnold Lobel. Copyright 1971-1972 by Arnold Lobel. Production copyright 1985 and 1992 by HarperCollins Publishers.
Hello, I'm Arnold Lobel, and I wrote the stories and drew the pictures for the book I'm going to read today. It's called Frog and Toad Together, and it's about the adventures and good times of a very special pair of friends. Let's read together and find out if it's really possible to stop eating the most delicious cookies ever made. We'll also go on a scary adventure as Frog and Toad try to find out how brave they are. Are you ready? Then let's begin. A list. One morning, Toad sat in bed. "I have many things to do," he said. "I will write them all down on a list so that I can remember them." Toad wrote on a piece of paper, "A list of things to do today." Then he wrote, "Wake up." "I have done that," said Toad. And he crossed out, "Wake up." Then Toad wrote other things on the paper. "Eat breakfast. Get dressed. Go to Frog's house. Take walk with Frog. Eat lunch, take nap, play games with Frog, eat supper, go to sleep." "There," said Toad. "Now my day is all written down." He got out of bed and had something to eat. Then Toad crossed out, "Eat breakfast." Toad took his clothes out of the closet and put them on. Then he crossed out, "Get dressed." Toad put the list in his pocket. He opened the door and walked out into the morning. Soon Toad was at Frog's front door. He took the list from his pocket and crossed out, "Go to Frog's house." Toad knocked at the door.
"Hello," said Frog.
"Look at my list of things to do," said Toad.
"Oh," said Frog, "that is very nice."
Toad said, "My list tells me that we will go for a walk."
"All right," said Frog. "I am ready."
Frog and Toad went on a long walk. Then Toad took the list from his pocket again. He crossed out, "Take walk with Frog." Just then, there was a strong wind. It blew the list out of Toad's hand. The list blew high up into the air.
"Help!" cried Toad. "My list is blowing away. What will I do without my list?"
"Hurry," said Frog. "We will run and catch it."
"No," shouted Toad. "I cannot do that."
"Why not?" asked Frog.
"Because," wailed Toad, "running after my list is not one of the things that I wrote on my list of things to do."
Frog ran after the list. He ran over hills and swamps, but the list blew on and on. At last, Frog came back to Toad.
"I am sorry," gasped Frog, "but I could not catch your list."
"Blah,"
said Toad.
I cannot remember any of the things that were on my list of things to do. I will just have to sit here and do nothing, said Toad.
Toad sat and did nothing. Frog sat with him.
After a long time, Frog said, Toad, it is getting dark. We should be going to sleep now. Go to sleep, shouted Toad. That was the last thing on my list. Toad wrote on the ground with a stick, Go to sleep. Then he crossed out, Go to sleep. There, said Toad. Now my day is all crossed out.
I am glad, said Frog.
Then Frog and Toad went right to sleep.
The Garden. Frog was in his garden.
Toad came walking by. What a fine garden you have, Frog, he said.
Yes, said Frog, it is very nice. But it was hard work.
I wish I had a garden, said Toad.
Here are some flower seeds.
Plant them in the ground, said Frog, and soon you will have a garden. How soon? Asked Toad.
Quite soon, said Frog.
Toad ran home. He planted the flower seeds. Now, seeds, said Toad, start growing. Toad walked up and down a few times. The seeds did not start to grow. Toad put his head close to the ground and said loudly, Now, seeds, start growing. Toad looked at the ground again. The seeds did not start to grow. Toad put his head very close to the ground and shouted, Now, seeds, start growing! Frog came running up the path.
What is all this noise? He asked.
My seeds will not grow, said Toad.
You are shouting too much, said Frog. These poor seeds are afraid to grow.
My seeds are afraid to grow? Asked Toad.
Of course, said Frog. Leave them alone for a few days. Let the sun shine on them. Let the rain fall on them. Soon your seeds will start to grow.
That night, Toad looked out of his window. Drat, said Toad. My seeds have not started to grow. They must be afraid of the dark. Toad went out to his garden with some candles. I will read the seeds a story, said Toad. Then they will not be afraid. Toad read a long story to his seeds. All the next day, Toad sang songs to his seeds. And all the next day, Toad read poems to his seeds. And all the next day, Toad played music for his seeds. Toad looked at the ground. The seeds still did not start to grow.
What shall I do? Cried Toad.
These must be the most frightened seeds in the whole world. Then Toad felt very tired, and he fell asleep.
Toad, Toad, wake up, said Frog. Look at your garden.
Toad looked at his garden. Little green plants were coming up out of the ground. At last, shouted Toad, my seeds have stopped being afraid to grow.
And now you will have a nice garden too, said Frog.
Yes, said Toad. But you were right, Frog. It was very hard work. Cookies. Toad baked some cookies. These cookies smell very good, said Toad. He ate one. And they taste even better, he said. Toad ran to Frog's house. Frog, Frog, cried Toad. Taste these cookies that I have made. Frog ate one of the cookies.
These are the best cookies I have ever eaten, said Frog.
Frog and Toad ate many cookies, one after another.
You know, Toad, said Frog with his mouth full, I think we should stop eating. We will soon be sick. You are right, said Toad. Let us eat one last cookie, and then we will stop.
Frog and Toad ate one last cookie. There were many cookies left in the bowl.
Frog, said Toad, let us eat one very last cookie, and then we will stop.
Frog and Toad ate one very last cookie.
We must stop eating, cried Toad. As he ate another.
Yes, said Frog, reaching for a cookie. We need willpower.
What is willpower? Asked Toad.
Willpower is trying hard not to do something that you really want to do, said Frog.
You mean like trying not to eat all of these cookies? Asked Toad.
Right, said Frog.
Frog put the cookies in a box. There, he said. Now we will not eat any more cookies.
But we can open the box, said Toad.
That is true, said Frog. Frog tied some string around the box. There, he said. Now we will not eat any more cookies.
But we can cut the string and open the box, said Toad.
That is true, said Frog. Frog got a ladder. He put the box up on a high shelf. There, said Frog. Now we will not eat any more cookies.
But we can climb the ladder and take the box down from the shelf and cut the string and open the box, said Toad.
That is true, said Frog. Frog climbed the ladder and took the box down from the shelf. He cut the string and opened the box.
Frog took the box outside. He shouted in a loud voice,
Hey, birds! Here are cookies!
Birds came from everywhere. They picked up all the cookies in their beaks and flew away.
Now we have no more cookies to eat, said Toad sadly. Not even one.
Yes, said Frog, but we have lots and lots of willpower.
You may keep it all, Frog, said Toad. I am going home now to bake a cake.
Dragons and Giants. Frog and Toad were reading a book together.
The people in this book are brave, said Toad. They fight dragons and giants, and they are never afraid.
I wonder if we are brave, said Frog.
Frog and Toad looked into a mirror.
We look brave, said Frog.
Yes, but are we?
Asked Toad.
Frog and Toad went outside.
We can try to climb this mountain, said Frog. That should tell us if we are brave.
Frog went leaping over rocks, and Toad came puffing up behind him. They came to a dark cave. A big snake came out of the cave.
Hello, Lunch,
said the snake when he saw Frog and Toad. He opened his wide mouth. Frog and Toad jumped away. Toad was shaking.
I am not afraid, he cried.
They climbed higher, and they heard a loud noise. Many large stones were rolling down the mountain.
It's an avalanche, cried Toad.
Frog and Toad jumped away. Frog was trembling.
I am not afraid, he shouted.
They came to the top of the mountain. The shadow of a hawk fell over them. Frog and Toad jumped under a rock. The hawk flew away.
We are not afraid!
Screamed Frog and Toad at the same time. Then they ran down the mountain very fast. They ran past the place where they saw the avalanche. They ran past the place where they saw the snake. They ran all the way to Toad's house.
Frog, I am glad to have a brave friend like you, said Toad.
He jumped into the bed and pulled the covers over his head.
And I am happy to know a brave person like you, Toad, said Frog.
He jumped into the closet and shut the door. Toad stayed in the bed, and Frog stayed in the closet. They stayed there for a long time, just feeling very brave together.
We hope you've enjoyed this program from Harper Children's Audio. For more information about the broad range of titles from Harper Audio, Harper Children's Audio, and Cadman, please visit our website at www.harperaudio.com. Thank you for listening.